Later this year, the Supreme Court will also issue a decision about government displays of the Ten Commandments. In cases from Texas and Kentucky, advocates for civil liberties argued that displaying the Ten Commandments on public property amounts to an unconstitutional government endorsement of religion. Defenders of the display say the commandments are being displayed not to endorse a religion, but to show the commandments' influence on the development of law in the United States. Commentator and minister Ian Risley says that neither argument makes him comfortable.
Dorothy Sayers called it a great mistake to present Christianity as something charming and popular. Maybe that's my problem with this whole Ten Commandments controversy. People who want the commandments on government property are forced to argue the commandments belong there precisely because they are not religious. They talk about the commandments as a cultural, legal, and historical document. This line of thinking might keep God in the Pledge of Allegiance, but only as an impotent artifact of history, not the Lord of history. It's a hollow victory. When a government adopts religious symbolism, it ought to scare the bejesus out of religious people. Why? Because governments can't be trusted with metaphysics, that's why. When I was in eighth grade, our principal said the Lord's Prayer over the loudspeaker every day. In his mouth, it was just another means to control unruly adolescents. Communion with God lost out. When governments co-opt religious symbols, they aren't giving legitimacy to religion. They're using religion to prop up their own legitimacy. What's most confusing to me is that the people clamoring for religious symbols on government property are my fellow evangelicals. It was, after all, a group of Baptists who needed Thomas Jefferson's reassurance that the government would keep out of religion. His response to them gives us that great phrase, a wall of separation between church and state. The Baptists, and the rest of us, were protected from the encroaching hand of government. 200 years later, evangelicals are asking the government to encroach. Blasphemy is a word we evangelicals don't use much anymore. It means to make secular that which is sacred. Posting the Ten Commandments on government property is a case study in blasphemy. As a Christian, I find the commandments too sacred to be possessed by any government. If anything, the faithful belong to the commandments. But that's another conversation.
Ian Risley is a minister in Crested Butte, Colorado.